cardinal ordinances. You know, ordinances are those things which are ordained. It's not just rites and ceremonies. It is also the commandments. It's a cardinal ordinance. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not... Meaning, I'm commanding you from a carnal standpoint, as opposed to from the heart, I'm going to write in you a new desire. Verse 11, but now here's the difference of the service. Verse 11, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of goats and of bulls and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? That's the difference. If you doubted what I was saying, it's right there. He purges your conscience from dead works. Remember, we talked about those works of death. All the things which we do, which prevent us from approaching to God. And whether they be things we think are good, that would earn his favor, or whether there be things we know are bad, that bar our entryway. They are all dead works. Meaning, if I think I'm going to feed the poor and earn my way to heaven, it's a dead work. If I think I'm going to be a fornicator and walk right up to God boldly, I'm kidding myself. I will not be able to do it. He purges our conscience from dead works, that we do not do those things anymore. He has a greater and more perfect tabernacle, that which is in heaven. You know, the heavenly tabernacle, the tent of the heavens is his. Not of this earth, and not with blood of animals, which is merely a shadow, a demonstration of his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place. Not every year, not every evening. As some people say, you know, every night I repent. I repented a long time ago. And honestly, I've never changed my mind back. Though I have not been perfect in every way. But I've never changed my mind again. It's like, to me, repentance is a singular act in your life when your mind changes to a different way. I'm going to follow Christ. That's all the repentance you need. You need to have that change of heart. And God gives it to you. It says, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if perchance God would give them, grant them repentance. That's a heavy paraphrase. But if you look it up, you'll find something of that nature. That God grants repentance. We repent. Our minds are changed. I don't continue to change my mind, though I am changed. Every day, from glory to glory, right? We want to go from faith to faith. I want to change, but not back and forth. I'm talking about a steady progress forward. I'm talking about a steady progress forward to glory. You know, from the glory we have already obtained to a greater glory. And however that path takes us, but it is not a cyclical, circular religion. We don't run in cycles. This is a race from start to finish. This is not a loop back and forth, back and forth. That's not the way it's being looked at. He has obtained eternal redemption for us. By his blood, he obtained us, for us, eternal redemption. All the works for our salvation are complete. They only need be manifest in our lives. God has, you know, his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. 1 Peter, or 2 Peter, chapter 1. By his divine power, he has given us everything that pertains to this. It's all there. There's nothing we have to do except become it by his power. And in that, of course, there's a lot to do. But what I mean is nothing that... It all starts... Everything that has been done has been worked by God and done by God. It has to be now completed by being done in us. And we, yes, we do the works. But that is not And this is the subtlety. A lot of people don't understand the distinction between faith and works, right? It's confusing to people. And it is mostly a question of perspective. Because God, from his perspective, all the works are done. He has finished it. And from our perspective, there are things that we will and must do. And that is because if we do not do them, then when from God's perspective, we are not his and we never were. And he knew that from the beginning, but we don't. And since to us, there is this great question, we don't know. He knows, but he isn't telling for sure. And that's very clear in the scriptures. Make your calling and election sure. Even Paul himself in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, what does he say? First Corinthians chapter 9, I believe it's the last verse. Well, verse 26, remember I said it's a race, therefore I run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. He knows that it may seem, and he believed, and all these good things had happened to him, but he himself, in all the realms of possibility, could still be a castaway in his own, because of his knowledge. He knew. You know, it's like, a lot of people don't understand predestination properly because they think, oh, it's set. If I'm saved now, I might as well just sit on my hands. If someone's lost, why do anything? You know, they always say these mocking and fatalistic type statements that are wholly alien to the way the scripture talks about it. But the facts are hard and true, and they don't like them. And that's why they mock, as they always do. So if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, it purified them. And they believed they were purified. But it did not purify their conscience. Meaning they could, after the day after the sacrifice, they could still go and sin. The same sin. And what it means is not that people wouldn't behave themselves necessarily, but that God had put no power in that system to turn you from your sins. I mean, the system itself did not grant the divine power to turn. Though man turns from sins. Like I said, they have AA.